Okay, so my name is Jared Rollins. I am with the Community Opioid Treatment Strategy Coalition, the COTS Coalition, and I'm sitting down here today with Janelle Duhon, who is the Recovery Resources Program Director. So, Janelle, talk a little bit about what Recovery Resources is and what it does.
Recovery Resources has a detoxification center in Aspen. We have a four-bed detox. We offer a family engagement program that assists the family also of the client that that's admitted into detox. We recognize that addiction is a family disease, so we want to offer support to the family also. So our person that oversees the family engagement program is Beth Berkeley. She's our clinical director.
All right.
And then other programs that we offer DUI education, DUI therapy in Aspen. We also are part of CASP, which is the Colorado Alternative Sentencing Program. We're, we have the UPS program in Pickens County and currently Snowmass. So when clients are sentenced to community service, we monitor their community service hours for them. And we also have an outpatient program. We recognized that our clients in detox need support and some aftercare. So we have a Health, Hope, and Recovery outpatient program in our basalt office. It's Monday night and Wednesday nights. And you also receive individual therapy as well.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
You guys do a ton of stuff.
We have. We took over UPS this year.
And so UPS, what does UPS stand for?
UPS stands for Useful Public Service. So basically it's community service. So on our website, which is recoveryresourcescolorado.org, is we have all of our services listed. You'll see community service. You'll see detox. We also offer drug testing for pretrial services, probation, parole, pre-employment, post-accident also in Aspen.
How many people are accessing these services through the – through the Roaring Fork Valley?
Well, for detox, we're Pickens County specific because we're funded by the town of Basalt, Snowmass, City of Aspen, Pickens County, and AVH Hospital. As far as the other services, we have probably 500 plus clients that we are servicing with drug testing and with DUI.
What kind of trends do you have in detox as far as what kind of drugs are being used?
Our primary is alcohol. In our detox in Aspen. Secondary would definitely be opioids.
So you're seeing you are seeing opioids.
We are.
Do a lot of them have that kind of comorbid, or some people call it cross-addicted, where they're using the alcohol and the opioids when they come into detox?
Yes. A lot of times they come in with a primary and a secondary, not just alcohol.
Yeah. They have both of those drugs on board.
Both of them on board. Yes.
Okay.
And it can range from heroin to Suboxone to prescription pills, opioids. Yeah.
What does that person look like when they come in?
Detox is going to be pretty rough. You can die going through withdrawal for alcohol. You're not going to die going through withdrawal for opioids. You're going to feel like it, but you're not going to. Symptoms are completely different. So if you have opioids in your system, you're going to have full-on goosebumps all over your body. You're going to sneeze constantly. You can't stop. Your eyes and nose water constantly. The alcohol, you're going to have major tremors. You feel like you have the flu. A lot of sweating and vomiting.
It's like a totally physiological experience.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the psychological point? You have people that are like working the detox, obviously. Mm-hmm. Do they have to engage the person in detox?
We do. We engage them every 2 to 4 hours. We have to monitor their vitals every 2 to 4 hours. And so we're also engaging them and talking about motivation to change. So that's something that we do on a regular basis throughout the detox stay.
How do clients come to you that are detoxing?
Sometimes they'll show up at our door. Most of the time they're at AVH Hospital. We get a call that we have a client. We walk over, we get them, and we get their medication and walk them back over. Sometimes Basalt Police will bring them to us. Aspen Police will bring them to us. And then we also have Snowmass.
So you work with all the law enforcement agencies in the, I guess, the upper Roaring Fork Valley?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What about if somebody is... What about Elgebelt to Glenwood Springs? What are their options?
If someone from out of county specifically like Garfield County shows up in our county and Pickens County, mm-hmm. we take them. Like they'll typically be partying in Aspen. They'll be brought to us by Aspen PD, or if they're at Aspen Valley Hospital, we take them. But if we're getting calls from people that are actually down Valley wanting to come up Valley to our detox, we have to say no. We are a Pickens County funded detox. Mm. I don't like to say no. We want to help as many people as we possibly can. And a lot of times they do end up at AVH, but it's unfortunate. We definitely need a detox down Valley.
What kind of efforts are going on right now to get a detox down Valley?
We have a meeting on Monday at 10 a.m. with several different people that are invited. I think it's not only the Garfield County, the city of Glenwood. So that meeting will be our starting point, possibly take some action steps to get a facility and move forward with detox.
Okay. Because I know that this is something that's been in Garfield County, been talked about for a while. And at one point, maybe before my time, there was a detox in Garfield County.
Yes.
For whatever reason, that went away. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there's that need down Valley?
Oh, absolutely. I think that they possibly end up admitting them in the hospital. And I know Grand River has a significant need. I have been told Parachute and Rifle is struggling with meth addiction. It's severe. Mm-hmm. I do know that alcohol and meth that are primary, secondary, and Glenwood Springs. Okay. But I do think that their Valley View Hospital takes a lot of the, you know, they have to admit them into their, you know, I don't know if it's their PCU or ICU or where they're admitting them, but sure. they're actually detoxing them in the hospital when really it could be in a facility that would take the pressure off their ER.
Mm-hmm. And really like save quite a bit of money.
Oh, yes.
Because what each one of those admits to an ER, probably around $3,500 to $4,000.
At least.
Yeah. So like having a detox down Valley, in the long run, it would save money for these municipalities and law enforcement and hospitals.
I think it'll save the community a lot of resources. Mm. You know, especially the jail. I'm sure some of them are taken to the jail and some of them are in the ER. So I think that having a detox would definitely take pressure off the other community resources.
Mm-hmm. Is the meeting on Monday for anybody? Or is this just an internal process?
I think there are several of us that were invited. I'm not sure if there's anyone outside.
You have the strength in your organization to have this continuum of care, somebody going from detox, then you have some treatment providers. What does that look like?
It's going to depend on the person when they come into detox. We start with an admit process. We're taking vitals. We immediately start talking about stages of change and trying to see if they're motivated and want help to move further on their road to recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And we take the time to case manage them and find a treatment center that fits their specific needs. We do work directly with A Way Out for scholarships for a lot of our clients that are motivated to go to treatment. And so it depends on the client and where they are, but we try to meet them where they are. We also have Brenda Snyder, our director of outreach. So she continues to do 30-day, 60-day, 90-day follow-up, 6 months, and we do 1 year follow-up. So we try to keep track of all of our clients and their sobriety. So it's been really great. One of our main referrals is AA. It works for people. But treatment is not affordable in this valley for our clients that we see in our detox. So we have to resort to other options. And we did find this place called True North. It's in Greeley, Colorado, that accepts Medicaid. So that's been very helpful for us because we do admit a lot of clients that have Medicaid.
That's a good resource,
yeah,
actually.
It is, yeah.
It's called True North.
True North,
I'm going to remember that for
yeah
for my work.
We are a Medicaid provider, and we are in the beginning stages of learning all that process, so.
Yeah. So one thing that I hear a lot from folks is my family member is in recovery or they're addicted. I need the support to deal with them. How does that person get in touch with recovery resources?
Well, when we admit a client in detox, we will ask them if they want their family members involved at all, whether it's treatment planning or can we help your family members? Can we support the family? And are you willing? And so if they are, we'll have them fill out a release of information. That's where Beth Berkley comes in. That's our family engagement program. So we refer them to Beth, and Beth will actually reach out to the family and see them one-on-one for 3 sessions. And if they want to continue, then you know, a lot of times families do want to continue because they need the support.
That's cool. So from like first contact, you are engaging the family.
We are.
And starting that process, because we know, like, it's, you know, in order for an individual to heal, it really needs to be the whole family,
right,
or whatever system they're in.
Right.
That's cool. I did not know that.
Yes.
That's nice. What's a success story that you keep going back to as, you know, this is Recovery Resources is doing good work. And this is that story.
I could say November 2016, we admitted a client for detoxing from alcohol. It was a 3 to 4 day severe detox. In the beginning, the client wasn't considering any treatment, but he was interested in individual therapy. So I started seeing the client individually, and as we were engaging, the client finally decided, okay, now I want to go to treatment. So we reached out to A Way Out, and A Way Out funded, and we got the family involved, and we had the family seeing Beth. And then from that point forward, this specific client still sober to this day. The family is still thankful. They mailed us a letter of appreciation. So I would definitely say that's our November 2016.
Mm-hmm.
That was the beginning for us. Since then, we've had a lot of other successful people.
And that demonstrates that that continuum of care, like working with the family, working to get them from detox into a treatment facility, that works to keep somebody in recovery.
It does. And with our outpatient program, so we can get them to, you know, 28 days or even 60, 90 days of treatment. And then when they come back to our community, we have our outpatient program. So we try to track and stay in touch with them throughout their treatment through rehab. And then when they come back to our community, we've been able to get them enrolled in our outpatient program. So to offer them that support, that's your, you know, I feel like clients will go to treatment and then they come back to this community and then they don't follow through with any kind of aftercare. So then they go right back down the same path of, you know, addiction. So if they have the that continuity of care, that's our main goal, is to continue to help them as best we can in this community.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that is key. We can send people to treatment to whatever state, but we know that they come back.
Right.
Because this is home.
This is home.
And so we need to, when they come home, we need to support them.
We do.
Yeah. What is one thing that you want anybody to know about recovery and addiction?
Well, I'd say the one thing I would say about addiction is that it's a family disease. And I firmly believe that if we're not offering the family support, the client's not going to have the support to continue their road to recovery. And for recovery, it's one day at a time. And I think that a lot of people tend to sometimes think about, you know, tomorrow or the past. And I think we have to take it day by day. And I guess our motto is create a new story.
So lastly, if somebody wanted to access detox, where would they go? Who would they call?
We have a website. It's recoveryresourcescolorado.org. You can find all of our services located on the website. You can also enroll in services. And we have all of our phone numbers and our map of our location where we can be found. We are also, when you Google search us now, you can find us. You should be able to find Recovery Resources. We are also on the Pickens County website, too, under Health and Human Services. Our direct line for detox services and drug testing services is 970-379-0955.
So that was Janelle Duhon from Recovery Resources. My name is Jared Rollins with the Community Opioid Treatment Strategy Coalition. Thanks for listening.